May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Thank you, Lord. Just want to follow up a little bit for those who are CTKers, but if you aren't, it'll still trust, it'll make sense. On some things we've been saying the last couple of weeks from a different angle. If you get the devotional, I sent one out late last night. I'm just going to reference that a little bit. And it sort of is a little bit of what we talked about yesterday. Psalm 68, verse 32. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Sing praises to the Lord. To him who rides upon the highest heavens, which are from ancient times, behold, he speaks forth with his voice, a mighty voice. Speaking of his voice, back in verse 28, we looked at this either yesterday or the day before, it says, your God has commanded, it's about his voice, your strength. I love that description in Psalm 68 about how he rides upon the highest heavens. And again, the higher you get, the bigger perspective you have, the more things you can see. And it's just this wonderful description, poetic description of the fact that God can see everything that not everybody else can see. The enemy can't see what God can see. So when the enemy makes decisions and does things concerning our lives, he can't even see the outcome. God sees it all. And it's an ancient path that he takes, this highest heavens. God's always seen everything. He's omniscient. That's basically what that's saying. He sees from a different perspective. And so he knows what's happening in your life, and he understands everything that's going on. One of the things that frustrates us as humans, we like to have some kind of control over our destiny, and it drives us crazy when something's going on and we don't know all about it. We don't really, because we can't control it then, which is scary. If you think that's scary, wait till you get control of something, then it really gets scary. The whole earth should tremble. That's why God doesn't ever let us be a co-pilot. Trust me. We're a passenger in this plane. But he sees things, and then he sees things that are coming, even in relationship with what you're going through, that you can't see. We can't see that far. The enemy can't see that far, but he sees it all. And I love what he says here. He says, to him who rides upon the highest heavens, which are from ancient times, behold, he speaks forth his voice, a mighty voice. So, how's that connected? He sees all this stuff, but he speaks forth his voice, a mighty voice. This is a great scripture. This is from Hebrews chapter 1. And again, if you get the devotional, you've seen some of this or that I shared. It says in verse 3, speaking of Jesus in Hebrews 1, and he, Jesus, is the radiance of his glory, the Father's glory, and the exact representation of his nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power. Let me read this other little scripture, and then we'll come back to the one I just read. This is from Colossians. In my early days of being a teacher, I spent thousands of hours in Colossians. And this is one of the great verses for me, because at the time when God was healing me of my mental illness, whether or not I was going to make it just emotionally or fall apart was a big issue to me. It says in verse 17, and he is before all things, and in him, all things hold together. And that was such a ministry to me, and I've ministered that word to so many people who struggle with depression or fear or in some situation they don't think they're going to make it, to say, look, God's going to hold you together. He holds all things together. Because usually it's fear that pushes us beyond to a place. But I love what it says here. It says, and he upholds all things, anything you can think of, he upholds all things by the word of his power. Now, how does he uphold all things? It's because he has the power to do that. But his word of his power, his words carry his power. Do you hear that? It didn't say he upholds all things by the power of his words, though that's true. But I love the way he says it. He upholds all things by the word of his power. And so God's power upholds all things, but it's his words that are come forth that carry his power to accomplish that. When he says in Psalm 68 that he rides upon the highest of heavens, and behold, he speaks forth with his voice, a mighty voice, what is that all about? Let's just narrow it down to your life or my life personally. He sees everything. He sees things that you don't know. He sees things you don't want to know. He sees it all. And he upholds you. And he's going to uphold you with the things that are coming that you can't see. And he speaks words about that from the heavens that carries his power. Faith comes by what? Hearing. And hearing by what? The word. Here's the deal. This Christian life by faith will live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's why our relationship with him is so significant. Because have you ever known anybody who actually did fall apart? Sure. But the words were already spoken over their life. We live by faith. We can know God's already spoken words from the heavens into your life and all the specifics in your life and concerning your future. He's spoken words that carry his power. But we have to believe them. The whole universe doesn't have the choice. He holds the gravity. Everything else continues because of the word of his power. But remember, his power is released in words. But we are people of choice. We're called to live by faith, to love him. That's a choice thing. You see, and in every one of the situations that you find yourself in, or you're afraid you might face, just get his word. Because that word carries power. And all you got to do is believe, and you will be upheld. You have to be. You can't not be. That's who he is. That's what he does. And there are words spoken already, released in the heavens for every single thing you're facing. And just get his word. And everything will be fine. He's going to accomplish his purpose. Does that make sense to everybody here? It's the words of his power. His power exists. It's released and revealed in his words. We live by faith. We live by the words that proceed out of the mouth of God. And you can trust them because he sees it all. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.